Track 4. The Guild Hall. This building was used for the Hundred Court, from which justice was dispensed. The Court of Leet, consisting of 12 jurors, could keep a watchful eye over proceedings to ensure nothing untoward was taking place.
Funny enough, the Guild Hall is a rebuild, which always brings a smile to my face when you consider modern-day rebuilding, but this was a 1773 rebuild, which makes it pretty old in itself. But it was rebuilt by Lady Windsor. She offered money to the Council of Freemen and the Court Leet to rebuild the Guild Hall because it had fallen to a state of disrepair.
But underneath, that was where the corn market was, and corn markets are very important years ago, you know. When the site of their town hall was built up, I don't know, but originally when it was built in 1773, it was an open-sided thing at the bottom. So the corn market was next to the wall market, and markets were held every Friday throughout the year.
Since 1889, the Guild, or town hall, has been the home of the town's freemen.
Under the Royal Charter of 1346 that was presented to the people of Llantrisant by Hugh le Despenser, the Norman Lord of Glamorgan, it set out a certain area of land, of course, that was the ancient borough of Llantrisant, an area of about 7 miles right the way around. So an incredibly large area of the ancient borough that was in existence until 1889 when the Corporation Act came into being and Llantrisant Town Trust was established then to look after the rights of the freemen. But throughout all those hundreds of years, the ancient borough existed within that boundary. Now, of course, the ancient borough was set up really to allow people who resided in the area to have the freedom to trade freely within that boundary area, hence the name, the Free Men. But, of course, any other traders who wanted to trade within the boundary would have to pay for the privilege. And so it was established that a boundary walk would take place by the freemen to walk around that boundary to make sure nobody was trying to trade within their boundary area without paying the Norman Lord himself the tax to trade in the old ancient borough.
If you haven't already done so, you can read more about the boundary walk, known as Beating the Bounds, on the information panel at Stop 2, which you will pass again later. For now, head across Castle Green, pausing to read the stone monument on your right, and listen to track 5 beside what remains of this castle.